2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
We're not quitting. We're just getting started. 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Mostly cloudy. It's 38 degrees. KSL's top story. The mask mandate in Salt Lake and Summit counties is no more. Overturned by state lawmakers earlier today. Team coverage, the COVID surge. We have three reporters working the story this afternoon first. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
House Speaker Brad Wilson told me before the vote, House Republican leadership had been working with Salt Lake County Council members, hoping they would overturn it.
They're good people. They're just having a hard time getting all on the same page. So we'll be hearing this.
During the debate, Republicans argued masks should be an individual choice.
Nothing in this bill removes the ability of an individual to wear a mask or a business to require individuals that interact with that business to wear a mask.
Democrats pleaded, even trying to cite some House rules to delay the vote. In the end, it passed the House 45 to 29. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Utah House Democrats say the resolution's a slap in the face to health care workers. The COVID surge. Team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Jessica Lowell.
The House Democrats refer to information from the CDC saying high-quality masks are an effective tool against spreading the virus. They say there should be more leadership and unity while cases surge in the state instead of divisive fights that target local efforts to protect the community.
Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson and the County Health Department Director Dr. Angela Dunn are responding to the House passing the resolution. They're asking people to still mask up despite the vote, saying COVID cases remain high. And masks will protect the most vulnerable members of the community and help keep businesses open. Even with the mandate rescinded in Salt Lake and Summit counties, businesses are still allowed to require masks, and the Salt Lake City school mask mandate continues, unaffected by today's action in the legislature. But if you're going to a jazz game, you don't have to mask up anymore. Vivint will no longer require masks, but if you're sitting courtside, you still have to follow the NBA health and safety protocols and mask up. Today, the Utah Department of Health changed who gets to be first in line for treatment when they have COVID symptoms. More on the COVID surge. Team coverage continues. Here's KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Well, Jeff, under the previous model, things like race and gender were considered as doctors prioritized who would get certain treatments first. For instance, people of color would get treatment before white people would because there are still huge gaps in medical coverage for minority communities. However, Department of Health officials say there were legal risks with that model, and they still plan to close the gaps in treatment that people of color face by going to the communities that need it, that need the help the most. But they are also working with advocate groups to make sure that those communities can access the healthcare system better. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Paul. Utah's reporting its highest number of COVID hospitalizations ever. 765 people are in the hospital with COVID right now. But on KSL's Let Me Speak to the Governor this afternoon, Governor Cox said Utah's hospitalizations are low compared to other states.
What I would ask is I would ask everyone to go look at the numbers in every other state, including those states that have mask mandates. And what you will see is that it is the same in every other state. You mentioned the hospitalization rates, and I would encourage you to look at the hospitalization rates in every other state. And what you will find is that Utah is one of the best in the country. We actually have some of the lowest hospitalization rates in the country. Our hospitalization rates are less than half the national average. Could you imagine if our hospitalization rates were like all the other states, even the national average, double what they were right now?
The governor here on KSL this afternoon, Utah has a younger population with fewer residents in the high-risk age groups. KSL News Time 304. A judge has struck down President Biden's vaccination mandate for federal workers. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the Texas federal judge, writing that he doubts the Constitution will let a president force millions of federal employees to undergo a medical procedure in order to keep their jobs. With that, the judge freezing the president's efforts to mandate federal workers to get a COVID vaccine. The nation's leading coronavirus expert says it's unclear how the Omicron variant will impact someone's protection against the other COVID variants.
We hope for the best and prepare for the worst.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says we could be surprised by new variants that fail to provide immune protection. Meantime, President Biden is touting his infrastructure legislation at the U.S. Conference of Mayors.
It's a perfect example of what we can achieve when we tackle problems the way mayors do. Everybody in America knows we've fallen behind in infrastructure. So we came together, Democrats and Republicans, and did something about it.
The president promising no community will be left behind as thousands of bridges and roads get an upgrade. And the Biden administration says the current backlog at the IRS isn't just the result of the pandemic. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says it's also about underfunding.
The president has prioritized ensuring the IRS gets $80 billion of stable multi-year funding.
She says the agency needs the money to better serve the needs of the American people. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
We have a quick correction to our coverage on the end of the mask mandates. We told you a little while ago that the Salt Lake City school mask mandate still stands. That was not correct. It is rescinded with today's House vote, though school leaders in Salt Lake City say they will still encourage masks. KSL News Time 306, Ricky Meese is here. Ricky, meatloaf.
I know.
Right?
I know. And a lot of people in our listening audience may not know who he is. If you don't, you need to check him out. If you do know who he is, then, yeah, rock legend.
They're saying in the New York Post this afternoon, COVID got him.
Oh, and that's just so sad.
It's sad. That's my minute of news coming up. First, let's check the traffic. What's up?
Off to a great start. Valley Freeway traffic light, rolling along, no crashes or delays. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.